David, your thoughts on tonight's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Pleased with the win. Pleased for the players who scored the goals. It's important that we are better at home this year. Against teams like Institute, sometimes you're always hopeful that you can break them down the first 10, 15, 20 minutes. But you know, I thought the players showed a little bit of patience and waited. And I thought the first goal was a fantastic goal. Good ball by Chris and a good finish by Andy, which gives you the platform to go on in the second half. If I do have any slight frustration, it's probably when you do go 3-0 up. I know we sort of created and probed and had a few other opportunities that we didn't quite go on and maybe get a fourth or a fifth.
And the second and third goals were good goals, because I think that's Chris Caseman's first goal in his second spell, and Joel Cooper gets off the mark with a goal and what turned out to be a Man of the Match award tonight. So Bernie Nielsen gets on for game time, you know, so Michael O'Connor keeps getting more game time. A lot of positives here tonight.
Yeah, no, positives. And again, sometimes our can become a little bit frustrating at times when we don't go on and get the fourth or fifth, but you know, fair play to our players tonight. They probe. We are still, I wouldn't say at this point of the season we are as fit at that peak where we were last year, where we had to be with the European games going into the season. But that rebounded on us, because we ended up on our knees towards the end of last season. So we're still in terms of early parts of the season. We've still quite a few injuries and two or three suspended from last week, two suspended tonight. So we're still a long way off of being where we want to be. And I say the pleasing thing is that we do have good players now. It's a difficult task now when you're making substitutions, like for like, or do you make changes? So that is a positive.
And clean sheets are nice too, aren't they?
Clean sheets are nice, yeah. They are, and they're important, and they're important. But again, we started the season last year with clean sheets and victory, so we're still the test going to come next week, that's for sure. How far we've come, where we're at, but it's a game that we should stand up. And I've said their players already, people are going to be asking, what's this Linfield team got? Have they got the swingers to go to Seaview and put up a solid performance? Because we're going to need that for sure next week.
But there's a lot of backing and positive vibes from the crowd. I mean, they're here in numbers.
Absolutely.
Queuing for tickets for Seaview, and queuing for tickets for Solitude, and queuing for tickets for season tickets. There's a lot of optimism around this place, which is great to see.
Yeah, and it's certainly appreciated coming off the back of, you know, the season that we had last year. So it's important that we not only sort of build momentum, we start slowly, and slowly but surely we'll get there. Because there's good players in there, and reassure the players week in, week out in training and the games. A wee bit more belief that you know how good you can be. Because although we didn't score the goals that we had hoped for tonight, I thought some of our play and our all-round general build-up play, final third play, was decent. And so you might only get one chance next week or the week after. And it's important when it does come, when it fell down late tonight, the first chance that we were clinical and ruthless and we take it.
But all the new boys are settling in well, yeah?
Yeah, no, settling in, yeah. Obviously, the disappointing ones are the new players that come in. They're Ryan McGiverns and Lorgans, who haven't really, we haven't really seen enough of them. But again, they're going to be big players for us. Last year, we were short. We were short on quality. We were short of fitness. I thought we were on our last legs in the last 2-3 months. That hopefully won't happen this year, because we've got a good squad to choose from. And the players, again, are still in the process of building up their fitness levels to make sure when it does get to the nitty-gritty, the cold weather coming in, the rough pitches away from home, that we're bigger and stronger and more physical than what we were last year.
Well done tonight, David. 2 wins out of 2. Can't ask for better than that. Let's hope we can make it 3 out of 3 at a tough venue. But fortune favours the brave, and every best wish for Seaview next week.
Thanks, Emily.